So Friday, a 27-year-old man in New Zealand tried to hail a cop car. You know, like it was a taxi, cars going by, he tried to flag him down. They didn't stop. He flipped them off. They turned around and stopped. They got out of the car, realized, wow, this area right around this guy smells a little bit like marijuana. He was arrested when they found possession of that on him. And I guess in the end, he did get himself a ride. So good thing he hailed the cop car and not a taxi.
The Pew Internet and American Life Project, they just released the results of a massive new survey on online dating in the U.S. Some of the main things they found, 11% of all adults in the country have used an online dating site or dating app at some point. There's about a 1 in 4 chance online dating will work out. 5% of all Americans who are currently married or in a long-term relationship met the person online. The stigma around online dating is almost gone, but not completely. 21% of people said they agreed, quote, people who use online dating sites are desperate. 54% of online daters have gone out with someone who seriously misrepresented themselves in their profile.
Oh, that would never happen. Come on, that's a current photo from 1980-something.
And 29% of people have Google stalked a person before a date. 31% of people check Facebook to see how people they used to date are doing.
Another new survey, 47% of people avoid having friends and family over to their place because it's a mess. Big mess. They haven't cleaned it up, so they're embarrassed to have people over. 31% of single people say the state of their house or apartment is actually hurting their sex life because, again, it's such a mess. They don't want to bring anybody over to see it.
See, mine's so clean that I don't want to bring anybody over to mess it up.
or they'd walk in and go, wow, this is really a little too clean.
That's why I just like to enjoy it myself. This story has gone absolutely viral, and it's an awesome story. It makes you feel heartbroken at first, but then really heartwarming. Last week, there was a story about a 15-year-old orphan in Florida. His name is I'm not sure if it's Davion or Devon only. He stood up in church and begged for someone to adopt him. He found out he had a mother, but she was in prison and had just died a couple of weeks before he found out about her. He was on The View, and now it looks like he's going to get his wish because there have been 10,000 people who said that they will adopt him.
This is something that never happens to any of us. Occasionally you hear about people who got a really good deal on airline tickets or something because of a glitch in the system. A guy just bought tickets to game one of the World Series on StubHub yesterday. $6.
What?
$6 to the World Series for game one.
How?
Either the seller put up the wrong price or there was a glitch. The sale's gone through. He's got tickets for $6. Like I said, it's never going to happen to us.
No, and I'm not too happy if I'm the person who's selling those tickets.
Tickets for $6 only. Hey, your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. You'll find them right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.